This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The first presidential debate is a week from yesterday. Governor Romney and President Obama will cover a whole host of domestic issues. The economy, healthcare, you name it. Jim Lehrer, of course, will be along to moderate. But here's a short list of who you're not going to see on stage that night. Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, or Virgil Good, the most prominent third-party candidates this election cycle. It turns out that our friends at Gallup and Editor-in-Chief Frank Newport in particular helped decide who's in and who's out of the presidential debates. So that is our topic this Thursday. Frank, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you.
So let me get this straight. We have been talking all these many months, and just now I found out that you're the guy who decides third-party candidates get into a debate or not?
Well, it's more complex than that. The Commission on Presidential Debates set up a set of criteria, which they need to do because lots of people would like to be in the debates. And one of those criteria is that you need to score, that is, a candidate needs to score 15% in an average of five national polls prior to the debate. And that's where I come in. I review those five polls and then report back to the commission who did or did not qualify for that particular criterion out of the three criteria that they use.
Now it's all there's always a great hue and cry over which third party is in, which third party is out. Nobody this year, obviously. The last time I'm trying to remember, it's got to be Ross Perot, right, in 92?
That's right. In 1992, there were three on stage. In fact, I was there at one of the debates, Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot. And, of course, Perot not only was 15% in the polls then, he was leading the polls at some points that year with 30% plus, and he went on to get 19% of the popular vote. So he was clearly a strong third-party candidate.
Well, you know, so other than the Tea Party since 2010, have we had like even close third-party challenges?
We haven't. We at Gallup recently included several third parties, whom we hear from a lot, by the way. We put those all on the ballot, read their names, just like Obama and Romney's name, and each of them got barely 1% of the vote. So it clearly tells us that there's not a groundswell for any, at least, of those third-party candidates so far this year.
Back in 92, though, Frank, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, when Ross Perot was the third party candidate, there was a recession. I mean, there was a heavy economic element going on there.
Indeed, there was several of them. One of them was that the economy was bad, and that means that there was more room for somebody to come in. Second was Perot's emphasis, which was on the deficit and the debt. That was really what he hit on the most. Remember all his chalkboards when he would talk about that. And third, here's an economic element to that race for you. He had $1 billion and was able to spend about $100 million of it on his own race.
Well, so riddle me this, though. I mean, the economy is lousy now. There are people out there who are rich. Why aren't we seeing a legitimate third-party challenge now?
Well, it's a good question. And earlier this year, I actually thought there was a potential for that to occur. And one logical possibility would have been Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Like Perot, he's got huge amounts of money that he could spend on his own behalf and certainly has some expertise on the economy, having built a business
And he wants to be president, right? I mean, come on.
Well, I don't have personal knowledge that he wants to be president, but probably wanted to be mayor several times, so I assume he might. But he didn't get in. So that's one candidate down, and he would have been a logical one to run.
Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. There's more on the segment we do every week. It's called Attitude Check. You can find it on our website, marketplace.org. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.